Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks again for joining Reach Leadership Podcast. Wanted to, in case you hear the background noise, my son is watching some YouTube videos, so don't mind him. Let's talk about risks. Let's take risks. You know, we had one of my friends, David, aka Schizo, just started his dad diary, so go ahead and check him out. He's on Anchor as well. Gonna be on Spotify and Google and Apple Podcasts, so check him out. But you know, it's crazy and stuff because we were talking about this Anchor app and how to do it and whatnot, and you know, he then messaged me and was like, hey, I just created an account, and I thought that was good. That was so awesome, man. So congrats on you with that. So check it out. You got some pretty good little stuff coming out. But what kind of just stood out to me was that the risk that he took, right? I mean, maybe it wasn't a big high risk for him, but he went ahead and just did it anyways, without thinking about it. Just did it, you know, because it made sense. Sometimes in life, we think about things and we overcomplicate them, and we don't exactly... we just don't do it because we overthink things, and because we overthink things, now all of a sudden there's so many risks that we're taking. But you see, if you are not taking risks, if you're not going for your dreams, if you're not making them into a reality, then you're not doing anything with yourself. And I think that we need to continue with reaching our goals and reaching our dreams. And it's all about taking risks. You have to take a risk, and you won't understand the type of risk that you take. You won't understand the type of risk you take unless you do it. You don't understand what's going to happen unless you do it. But if you don't take that risk, what happens? You're always going to end up with a what if. It's always a what if. What if? For those of you guys that read the Bible, Jesus, when he took that risk of flipping those tables because of all those things that were the vendors that were selling in his father's house and making it into a marketplace, he risked that. He risked people offending other people. He risked insulting the church leaders there. He risked all of it, but he did it for a reason. He did it for a purpose, and I think that's what we need to do. We definitely need to risk, and when we risk, there's a purpose. Now, there might be things and stuff, whatever. Obviously, if it's not safe, right, then don't do it. But what I'm saying is that sometimes we need to jump the gun. And just like I spoke about a little earlier in the episodes, we're talking about ready, fire, aim. That's kind of what we have to do. If we're ready, we think about it, and we're, you know what, let's just do it. And you go ahead and launch your business. You go ahead and you take that promotion. Like, whatever the case may be, like, you need to make those adjustments as you go along. And that's what it's about as well. Not only just taking risk, but making adjustments as you take those risks, as you get those outcomes, as you get those the final result of something, then adjust. You know, be able to do that. My son, he's a year and a half, and he's starting to run. He's like, I'm just gonna run. I'm walking. Okay, I'm running now. He doesn't even think about it. He's like, I'm just gonna run. Like, one day he just started running. I'm like, bro, how'd you done that? You know, but he took that risk. I don't want to make this long and stuff. It's already had at 4 minutes, but I want to leave you guys with that simple thought. Take your risks. If you think about it more than an hour, 2 hours, you're overcomplicating things, really. But if it's a dream that you want to do, do it. You gotta get ready. You gotta fire, and you gotta aim. Adjust as you go along. Things will come along. Things will happen, but you just gotta put in the work. So trust that process. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that. Have a great week. I'll see you guys later on in the week. And yeah, have a good one, guys. Keep inspiring.